We have taken the Wobcast on the road. Producer Nate Vaughn and yours truly, host Mike Wobshaw of the Wobcast, coming to you from downtown Cincinnati at the Vikings Team Hotel, a place we have been since Tuesday evening as the Vikings broke training camp in Mankato on Tuesday morning. The 51st year the Vikings called Mankato their training camp home. It came to a conclusion on Tuesday morning. The Vikings broke camp, went north on 169 to Winter Park. They were bused to the airport. We flew to Cincinnati late on Tuesday night for a few days stay with the Cincinnati Bengals. The Vikings have conducted two joint practices with the Cincinnati Bengals at the site of their training camp just outside of Paul Brown Stadium in downtown Cincinnati. All of that in advance of Friday's preseason premiere between the Vikings and the Cincinnati Bengals. So a lot going on this week. Even though the Vikings already broke training camp, they've been practicing against the Cincinnati Bengals a couple of days this week, getting a lot of really good work in. Now, here's how it goes. You're practicing against another NFL team, so it's like overstimulation almost, because you're standing on the sidelines, and on one part of field one, you have Vikings DBs going against Bengals receivers. And then on another part of field two, you have Vikings receivers going against Bengals DBs. Same thing for O-line and D-line, and then backs on backers, and quarterbacks here, and quarterbacks there. And then they go 11-on-11, and even when they go 11-on-11, you got to have your head on a swivel, because on one field, it's the Bengals offense against your defense, and then on the other field, it's your offense against the Bengals defense. So a lot going on at these joint practices, but it's really fun to try and keep up with all of it. The Vikings did 2 days of that here in Cincinnati. The first day of practice was Wednesday. It was a fully padded practice, so lots of physicality, lots of competition, very intense, a lot of fun to watch. The second day of practice, which was Thursday, it was dialed back a little bit because the guys were not in full pads. They were in helmets and shoulder pads, but not in full pads with their with the pants and the knee pads and all of that. So you dial it back a little bit on Thursday, but still got a lot of really good work in. And we have observations from both days. But before we get to the Vikings, let's talk about the Bengals. Clearly a big-time team. Just their look, you can tell this is a team that has gone to the playoffs for several years in a row, particularly on their defense. I mean, defensive end Michael Johnson looks like he could play power forward in the NBA. Carlos Dunlap is not that far behind Michael Johnson, so they're bookending you at defensive end in very impressive fashion. You have Vontaze Burfict, who is a thick but still very fluid linebacker. Dre Kirkpatrick is a Xavier Rhodes-like corner. Up and down the defensive lineup for these Cincinnati Bengals, you have big physical players who can move well. So Marvin Lewis has really got this crew going in the right direction. And I know Mike Zimmer was a big part of that during his time in Cincinnati as the defensive coordinator. So I'm sure that's a big reason for Coach Zimmer wanting to bring his team here, is he gets some really quality work against a legitimately big and physically imposing team. So it was just a lot of fun to be around another NFL team. Nate, I know you had the opportunity to film this practice. You've been filming practice now for over 10 days, but it's always been the Vikings. Now you're filming practice where there's another team on the field. And I know you and I have talked, and you had similar observations. I mean, a very impressive-looking Bengals team.
Yeah, I mean, they look huge walking by. I mean, we get used to our players, so they, in reality, might be just as big, but you get used to the size of our players. But then you see the defensive line going through their drills of the Cincinnati Bengals, and it's just like just semi-truck after semi-truck after semi-truck up there. So yeah, it's you definitely notice that right away, but also like the speed of practice is not that they weren't practicing hard in Mankato, but just like, you know, for a lot of this, it's number ones on number ones. You know, we have Stephon Diggs lining up against Pac-Man Jones like every other snap. So it's the best we have against the best they have, and you can really tell.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to watch. So for obviously most people listening couldn't be here to watch it. You just got to go to the website. We have highlights up there. We've done a lot of interviews with Vikings Of course, Mike Zimmer has spoken twice, so that's up there. So that's a really a good way to kind of take it all in. Photo galleries are up there. You can kind of get a feel and a sense for what it was like these past 2 days to practice against the Bengals. But you just got a big-time feel going against this Bengals team. And just give a lot of credit to Marvin Lewis and this organization for the team that they've built. It's really impressive. And you can see that the Vikings are building the same type of thing. The Vikings are as good, if not better, than the Bengals. It depends how you look at it. But either way you look at it, you know, the Bengals are further along in this program. I mean, Marvin Lewis has been here for, it must be close to a decade, you know. So just a really impressive football team here in Cincinnati. But it was the Vikings defense that drew a lot of praise on Wednesday for the way they performed against the Bengals offense. And I think you got to take it with a grain of salt because it's one practice that we watched on Wednesday against the Bengals, but a lot of players on the Vikings defense looking really good. And I think maybe most notably it was Everson Griffin who looked really good. And granted, he was going against the second team left tackle for the Bengals because their starting left tackle, Andrew Whitworth, did not practice on Wednesday. So Everson was going against a backup defensive end, but you can only go against the guys they put in front of you, and Everson did a great job of taking advantage of that mismatch and was getting after the quarterback consistently on Wednesday. So that was really good to see, and I think a lot of the hard work that Everson has put in down in Mankato going against a quality player like Matt Khalil really paid off for him as he was going against the Bengals' backup left tackle.
And if you happen to be here at practice, or for the fans, a lot of Vikings fans, by the way, here to watch, but if you're one of those Vikings fans watching practice, you don't get sacks. You still respect the other team and respect their quarterback, certainly, so you don't sack the quarterback. But there's a lot of times where the offensive and defensive lines kind of acknowledge, okay, this would have been the sack. We're going to keep playing, but we kind of know what happened. And that has happened quite a bit with Everson, not only him. You know, we're getting pressure on them quite a bit. It was a pleasant surprise to see consistent pressure from the purple.
Yeah, and that's really good. And really, any defense is predicated on pressuring the quarterback. The quarterback is the most important position in all of sports, really, but definitely in the NFL. And so it would make sense then that the most important thing for the defense to do is to neutralize the quarterback. And the Vikings defensive line is showing some flashes of being able to do that here against the Bengals. And I know that it was a backup left tackle, and I know that they're trying to work in a new right tackle, but the Vikings aren't exactly full strength either on the defensive line. Sharif Floyd has not been practicing, so Shamar Stephan has been stepping in there. So anyway, an impressive performance here by the Vikings defensive line and kind of singling out Everson Griffin for his effort and for some of his production on the field. Offensively for the Vikings, Teddy looked good. I thought Stephon Diggs looked really good, but I thought Teddy looked good overall, and he had a couple of moments that were really quite impressive. One throw to the aforementioned Stephon Diggs that was perfectly placed and perfectly timed, and in fact, we talked to the Monday Morning Quarterback's Peter King about that play, and here is how he described it.
And to me, what was so cool, I saw it here today, is probably one of the best plays I've seen on my camp tour. That Teddy Bridgewater throws a ball 32 yards in the air, and it very sweetly just flies over the outstretched hands of Pac-Man Jones, of Adam Jones, right into Diggs' hands. Ooh. And I said, that's a beautiful throw. And the fact that Adam Jones yelled an expletive at the, you know, when that play happened, just said to me, hey, it's on. You know, and very impressed today with Teddy Bridgewater, by the way.
Do you understand how excited Vikings Nation is right now after listening to you talk like that?
They should be excited. Why in the world shouldn't the Vikings play absolutely on the same level with the Green Bay Packers? Why? I mean, look, and obviously people are going to line up and they're just going to compare position by position. But honestly, you know, Aaron Rodgers against Teddy Bridgewater, everybody would take Aaron. You know that. But you got to play the games, too. Aaron Rodgers is coming off his worst season as a pro, and I'm not saying I would take Teddy Bridgewater or Aaron Rodgers. Absolutely, I wouldn't. But what I am saying is Teddy Bridgewater, you know, last year, I'd say right until the end of the season, you know, Teddy Bridgewater played very well last year. And everything, talking to Norv Turner after this practice and talking to a bunch of their guys, Mike Zimmer, you know, obviously he's having a really good camp, and people should be bullish on Teddy Bridgewater.
That was Peter King. Of course, all football fans know him. He is famous for the Monday Morning Quarterback article that that he's been putting out for years. Great stuff from Peter King. He's very descriptive in his writing and obviously in his answers, as you just heard. We talked to a lot of other people here while we've been in Cincinnati as well. We talked to CBS's Pete Prisco. We talked to ESPN NFL insider Adam Kaplan. And we talked to lots of Vikings players. So make sure you go to the Vikings website, that's Vikings.com, or to the Vikings app and check out all of those interviews. Let's go to Thursday's practice. It was dialed back a little bit, but still got a lot of really good work in. I really liked how the Vikings defense looked in the red zone in one team period, 11 on 11, move the ball, 2 minute period. Andy Dalton hit rookie wide receiver Tyler Boyd on a post route that went for big time yardage. The play was stopped inside the 20 yard line, and the Bengals had two more snaps before time ran out in this two-minute drill. Both of those snaps would have been sacks by the Vikings defense. So unfortunately, they give up the big play. But in this drill, the Bengals needed a touchdown to win the game. And what happened was two sacks on consecutive plays to end the game. So the Vikings defense did a great job of bouncing back once they were backed up inside the red zone. So I thought the defense looked really good. And then on an individual level, I really give a lot of credit to Trey Waynes, who was not able to finish the practice on Wednesday. He came back on Thursday and looked really good throughout the course of the day. Terrence Newman also did not make the trip here to Cincinnati, so Trey got a few more reps with that first-team defense, and I think it really paid off for him. And he really stepped up to the plate, made a few nice plays. One I can think of in particular where he had a pass breakup in 11-on-11 during Thursday's practice. So great to see that from Trey. He had a great interception in Mankato just a few days ago, and since that point in time, I've really seen Trey kind of stepping up his game. And a lot of fun. One of his best friends in college was Darquez Denard, the corner from Michigan State. He's with the Cincinnati Bengals right now, so those two got to chum it up after practice a couple of days. Trey's parents are here, so really a good day for Trey Waynes on Thursday. That's really fun to watch. My last observation from these two practices in Cincinnati, some new wrinkles that the Vikings are putting in, and that's nothing new. Every team is trying to put in new wrinkles. You don't want to do the same things you did last year because teams are going to catch up to you, but I really like the progress of some of those. Maybe you'll see them in the game on Friday against the Bengals, but I thought Jerick McKinnon and Brian Robinson in some of their newer roles or some of the things the team is asking them to do, I think both of those guys have really looked good. And, you know, Jerick McKinnon is kind of overshadowed by Adrian Peterson. Brian Robinson is kind of overshadowed by Everson Griffin and Linval Joseph, and even by Danielle Hunter, who's really kind of a popular pick to be a breakout player this year for the Vikings. But even though B-Rob has been overshadowed by those guys and McKinnon is overshadowed by Adrian, I think B-Rob and McKinnon have really had really good training camps here, and I think they're poised for big seasons in their own right as well. Coming up next for the Vikings, they're going to go to Mike Zimmer's ranch across the river in Kentucky. Coach Zimmer has invited some of the staff to see his new place, so that's very kind of him to let us in to see his ranch. That'll be a lot of fun. He talked about that during his press conference on Wednesday. And then, of course, the game on Friday. The Vikings' first preseason game will be on Friday night right here in Cincinnati against the Bengals. Back to football, Nate. I know it's the preseason, but there still are things to get excited about when you get to watch preseason games.
Yeah, I mean, camp was exciting when it first started. It still is fun to watch, but this will be an actual football game. And all jokes aside about the preseason and how serious to take it, we're going to be lining up against a different team in a football stadium at night playing a football game, which is a big step for football fans everywhere. Actually, tonight are the first few football games Vikings fans having to wait one extra night.
Yeah, so Vikings fans will be primed up and ready to go. NFL Network is going to have some cool coverage of those preseason games on Thursday night where they're going to bounce around from site to site. But on Friday night, Vikings fans, you can tune into the TV and watch your team play. Four players I'm looking forward to watching in this game on Friday night, Nate. I'll go through them very quickly here. Adam Thielen. The reason I'm excited to see him is because he's had such a good spring offseason program and training camp on offense as an offensive player, as a receiver, that I want to see that translate into games. And I think if that translates into games, then I think if that translates into games, then I think it's a new wrinkle for the Vikings, something that teams aren't going to be used to, something teams aren't going to have tape of. So early in the season, that could really be an effective weapon, an effective aspect of the offense for the Vikings. But you're going to lose confidence in Thielen's ability to produce on offense if he can't do it in these preseason games. So I'm really excited to watch Adam play. I know he's going to be a factor on special teams. I know he's going to be a factor on offense as a run blocker and as a guy that you can rely on to run routes, but he's had a really good offseason and a really good training camp, and I won't be surprised if Thielen is a guy that you can legitimately target as part of your passing attack throughout the regular season. Trey Waynes, just talked about him a bunch. He's looked really good at the later part of training camp in Mankato and here in Cincinnati on Thursday's practice. I thought Trey has looked really good, and I think Trey's going to get a lot of playing time on Friday night because Terrence Newman is not here, because Trey is a special teams contributor. So I think we're going to see a lot of number 26 on the field. It was just a year ago when Trey was called for those three pass interference penalties in the Hall of Fame game, and I think he's come a long way since then, and I think that will be on display on Friday night against the Bengals, and he'll be going against some pretty good receivers and a very reliable quarterback in Andy Dalton. And even if Trey plays with some of the second teamers, he's going to go against another reliable quarterback in A.J. McCarron, who stepped in and played pretty well for the Bengals down the stretch last year and has looked good here in the two practices we've seen him. So Adam Thielen and Trey Waynes, can't wait to watch those guys in preseason action on Friday night. Two more guys, both on defense. Emmanuel Lemur, E-Man is what we call him. He spent the first part of his career right here in Cincinnati with the Bengals, became a free agent this offseason, signed with the Vikings, and now he's on our linebacker core. He's going to go against his former team while playing in a familiar defense, Mike Zimmer's defense with the Vikings. So it'll be kind of cool to watch him play. We're actually going to have him mic'd up for the game. So for those of you who will be able to watch the game on TV on Friday night, you're going to hear and see what it's like to be Emmanuel Lemur, because he's going to be mic'd up. So we'll have a camera on him. We'll have a mic on him. That'll be some cool coverage. And for those of you who can't watch it on TV, I'm sure we'll be able to slap that up on the website as well. And then lastly, Michael Griffin, also a free agent signing. He's going to play at safety at some point in this game. Not sure if it's going to be with the ones or with the twos or with the threes or with a combination there, but the Vikings have been rotating Michael Griffin in at safety. Earlier in training camp, head coach Mike Zimmer said he wants to get a really good look at some of these safeties that he doesn't know much about. He said he knows what he has in Andrew Sendejo, but he doesn't know what he has in Michael Griffin. He wants to get a good look at him. He wants to get a good look at Anthony Harris, and he wants to get a good look at Antoine Exum in some of these preseason games. So I think Michael Griffin is going to get some run on Friday night as well. All right, that's going to do it for this edition of the Wobcast. Lots to talk about. We just went through a bunch of it. I'm sure after the game on Friday night, we'll have even more to talk about as we rehash what happened against the Bengals and get set to preview what will happen against the Seattle Seahawks in preseason game number two. The Vikings will travel to Seattle next week for their second preseason game. So we are rolling right now. The second half of training camp, the first half of the preseason right in front of us. Lots of stuff to get to. That's going to do it for this edition of the Wobcast. On behalf of producer Nate Vaughn, I'm your host, Mike Wobshaw. So long from Cincinnati. Enjoy the game Friday night, and we'll talk to you guys next week. So, yeah!